Hurricanes also wreak havoc on airline schedules. Bad weather is one of the main causes of tarmac delays, which leave passengers stuck on a plane waiting to take off, sometimes for hours. The delays have prompted calls for new federal rules to govern how long planes filled with passengers can be held on the tarmac before they must go to the gate. Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
U.S. Airways decides what to do with grounded planes on a case-by-case basis. United leaves it up to the pilots, who sometimes poll passengers to see what they think. Northwest requires planes to return to the gate after waiting 3 hours on the tarmac. Independence Air set a 2-hour limit after passengers on a recent flight complained about waiting 5 hours to take off. Randomly surveyed passengers at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport tell similar stories. Viola Lewis Willis says she was held hostage on the tarmac in Pittsburgh for 3 hours a few years ago because of bad weather.
I think people were tense, and one poor lady had anxiety. She jumped up and went running down the plane and said, "Get me off here, get me off here." So we had to go back to the terminal.
There's a chorus of desire for new government rules on how long grounded planes can be held on the tarmac. Kenneth Mead is the Inspector General at the Department of Transportation. In the summer of 2001, Mead testified before Congress on how to avoid problems of a year earlier when one in almost every three flights was delayed. After September 11th, air travel plummeted. But now Mead says airports are busy again, almost as busy as they were in 2000.
So far this summer, we're at about one in every four flights is being delayed, and a good percentage of those delays were being taken on the ground, sitting out there on the tarmac in an aluminum tube. It's getting back to the summer of 2000, and I think we want to be proactive and prevent that from happening.
The airlines say they're already being proactive. U.S. Airways Director of Corporate and Consumer Affairs Deborah Thompson says federal legislation would take away needed flexibility.
We serve so many airports that would be hard for us to set a blanket rule for all of our airports. So we leave it to the judgment of our local folks in conjunction with FAA, knowing what the local conditions are. We're sometimes at the mercy of being in a long line.
Airlines are also at the mercy of the weather. The Federal Aviation Administration won't let planes take off in bad weather. The airlines often decide to keep their grounded planes on the tarmac so they won't lose their place in line and can take off when the skies clear. Thompson points out that the major airlines have voluntarily agreed to some rules on how stranded passengers are treated. They now get more information and, if there's time, beverages. But Inspector General Mead points out that the rules are old. They were written in 1999 after a much publicized incident in Detroit when Northwest Airlines kept passengers on the tarmac for 8 hours. And Mead says the rules are so vague that airlines still have different definitions of what an extended delay is.
So the consumer on one airline would find that the airline would take some corrective action if you're sitting out on the runway for an hour, where as another airline, they thought that, well, an extended delay might be 3 hours, and that's when action would be taken. And some airlines don't have any definition at all. So I believe some uniformity ought to be brought to that.
But Mead says nothing will get done until passengers get tired of being cooped up in hot, crowded planes and start complaining to Congress. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer.